Doug Price is joining us.
From Visit Colorado Springs. Doug, great to see you.
Thank you. Nice to see everybody.
Yeah, and we have to talk about it before we talk about anything else. I think you were out of town, but the rest of the world apparently saw loose cow in downtown Colorado Springs.
It's pretty interesting. You put all your marketing plans together for the year. you pick your target markets and you say, okay, here's what we're going to advertise. We want to get the word out on Colorado Springs. And then a steer breaks loose in downtown. Fortunately, with a happy ending, the Cowboys were there to do what they're supposed to do.
Right.
And I am telling you, from India to Russia to Poland, the exposure that little 30-second video has gotten is absolutely in the millions. It's immeasurable. So it's kind of fun. Best laid plans, and then something like that happens.
Have you guys been getting calls and requests?
Well, we've just definitely gotten, you know, people that have inquired, like, what house is there in Colorado Springs? So we just kind of laugh about that.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was awesome, and the fact that it had a happy ending was great, so we can talk about that and be joyous.
Yes.
I do want to talk about my mountain.
Yes.
You know, last week, the mayor launched the final push to raise $7 million for the Pikes Peak Summit House. And, you know, from the very beginning, there was always a plan that there would be a public offering for this. Okay, it wasn't going to be public, you know, city funds, but literally there was going to be, of the $60 million project, they thought about $15 million of it should come from the public. Well, there have been some great donations made. It's down to $7 million. And, you know, ENT credit unions and their 24 locations are stepping up to be a collection point, and you can do it electronically through your account. There's a phone number and everything. But I'm really excited, and I hope that that not only school kids and other people will be able to dig into their pockets, but this is America's mountain. And though we call it my mountain because of what it means to us here in Colorado Springs, I see this as something that could get pushed out all over the country to have people support in whatever way they can.
Right.
And the mayor made it very clear that this project will open whether we get this final boost of funding or not, you know, and it's still weather dependent, but 2020 is when they're shooting to get it done. But I do hope that that our local citizens and throughout particularly the state of Colorado will give what they can to my mountain.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the projected open date, by the way, for the visitor center is what, 2021?
No, 2020.
2020.
Fall of 20 with a big asterisk weather dependent.
Because weather.
Yeah.
It is the most complicated project. I've heard people talk about it that, you know, not only is the Olympic Museum complicated, but that one, getting the glass
Getting everything
windows
up there
tested. My understanding is that they may end up just having those windows open during the day, but having shutters that at night they can close automatically and protect it, because the winds and the debris and things that can fly up there, it just needs to be, you know, how do you build for that? It's not easy.
140 mile an hour wind gust can cause some damage. Yeah.
That's exactly right.
And I imagine when the new Summit House opens, there's going to be a lot of folks interested to go up to the top of Pikes Peak again.
Yeah, that haven't been there for years. You know, I kind of think about it, you know, being from the East Coast and the D.C. area, we used to ask people, when's the last time you'd go to the top of Washington Monument? And say, you know, when visitors come, what would you go do that for? Well, the Washington Monument had some cracks in it from a earthquake, and it got repaired, and everybody wanted to go up and kind of go see the Washington Monument. So, I think we're going to be in a similar situation. It's going to be a surge of people. I also just wanted to talk a little bit about some of the things that are happening around town.
Many events.
It's summer.
Yeah.
It's summer. I mean, the Edelweiss Summerfest happens Friday and through Sunday, August 16 to 18 at the Edelweiss Restaurant. There's a farm-to-table run and dinner on Saturday, August 17th down at the winery at Holy Cross, at the Holy Cross Abbey. Yeah. We have our first and only Greek festival in Colorado Springs, taking place August 23 to 25 at the Archangel Michael Greek Orthodox Church. And then there's a wild event the last weekend, Saturday and Sunday, August 27, 28, the International Dragon Boat Festival.
That's big.
Over at Prospect Lake. It absolutely, it's like Chinese culture mixed with sports and food and entertainment. 2 days this year, Saturday and Sunday, August 27th, 28th, going into Labor Day weekend.
Now, didn't Visit Colorado Springs have a team last year?
We did.
You guys did pretty good, didn't you?
Well, we stayed upright. We didn't, you know, I mean, that was a start, you know. We can't boast that we, like, rocked it, but we did have fun.
That's
awesome.
We
did have fun.
That is awesome.
All right, Doug, always good to catch up with you. I know you got to run. You got to go somewhere else in Colorado.
I also want listeners to know that the new Hilton Garden Inn downtown should be opening in the next week to 10 days. We don't have an exact opening date, but we're excited that we'll have a new hotel in downtown Colorado Springs that we haven't had for quite some time. So.
And also, really quick, also you guys have on your website a bunch of live music that's available to go check out in the region.
Exactly right. Do check out our website. We've got live music happening everywhere from north to south. There's just great venues for live music. You don't have to go to Denver for live music.
Right.
So check out our live music page.
Perfect.
Visit COS.com.
Doug, it's always great seeing you.
Thank you, Renee, Mike.
All right, 7:43 on KRDO's Morning News.